question is about when we have different roles, how do we choose among the various roles that we have? We may have a responsibility to our family, responsibility to our and job, we may be in society and we have to do certain things at that time. We have relatives. Yes, at such times, the decision making requires maturity. It requires intelligence which can distance oneself from that situation. See, whenever there's a situation, there's a pressure of that situation. They may push, don't do this, like that. But intelligence means, or maturity means, that we are able to raise ourselves above that situation and look at that from a greater distance and objectivity, and then evaluate. So quite often, we cannot always in advance know what is the right decision. So for example, if I have office and I am told by my boss you have to work, and then you have to come home because there is some important thing at home also, what do I do at that time? At that time, we may just do whatever feels good or whatever makes sense at that time. But afterwards, we can deliberate. Sometimes, on the spur of the moment, if we have to take decisions, we just use whatever best intelligence we have and take the decision. But after that, we come back and deliberate. Okay, this was a situation and I was caught in this. What made me caught in this? Maybe I could have planned something earlier and I could have avoided the situation. Or I could have dealt with the situation this way, in that way. So, the life does not come with a blueprint of how to act. You know, it is something which we also have to learn ourselves by experience and by intelligence. So, broadly speaking, the basic principle is that we shouldn't focus on one role too much at the expense of other roles. Success in one role cannot compensate for failure in another role. That means I may be very successful in the professional, but if my children are getting into drugs, if my marriage is falling apart, then my success as a professional is not going to give me much happiness. So it is better to aim for modest success in all the walks of life rather than dazzling success in one walk of life or one role in life and devastating failure in another walk of life. So how to come to that moderate balance? That requires maturity. And actually, to some extent, our practice of bhakti enables us to develop that detachment, that objectivity. Because bhakti, it's ultimately meant to take us towards transcendence. But bhakti practices also bring us to goodness. And when we come to goodness, we can understand things in their proper perspective. Prabhupada says intelligence means to see things in their proper perspective. If this is more important, this is less important. This is what I need to do, this is what can be done later. So by diligently practicing bhakti and by investing time in looking at our own experiences and evaluating our course of actions, then we can come to a policy about how we could act in such situations. And that way, we can decide which roles to be important at what times. Sounds simple? Thank you.